CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Republicans in the House of Representatives last night gave final congressional approval to President Trump's request to cancel $9 billion in previously approved spending. Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian says the cuts are mostly in foreign aid, plus public TV and radio.
This basically would codify a lot of the DOGE cuts that we saw recommended at the beginning of the year, including with the dismantlement of USAID. For instance, this package includes roughly $8 billion in cuts to foreign aid, including a lot of those USAID programs, UNICEF, the World Food Program, and other global programs. And then there's also about $1 billion in cuts to public broadcasting.
President Trump vows to sue the Wall Street Journal for posting a story about a sexually suggestive letter Trump supposedly sent to the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein years ago. In a late-night post, he called it fake, writing, "Those are not my words, not the way I talk." Correspondent Nancy Cortes has more.
He has already posted on True Social saying that this is a fake, saying that he warned not just the Wall Street Journal, but owner Rupert Murdoch personally that he was going to sue them if they publish this letter.
Trump also ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek release of grand jury testimony related to Epstein. The studio audience was not happy at the taping of last night's Late Show as host Stephen Colbert announced the show will go off the air next May.
Yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS.
The Late Show premiered with David Letterman in 1993, and Colbert took it over in 2015. CBS cites financial considerations. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials will now get personal information of all of the nation's 79 million Medicaid enrollees. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez is following that.
And what we are told now by this reporting from the Associated Press is that ICE and HHS have brokered an agreement to allow immigration authorities to access Medicaid information for the purposes of immigration enforcement to identify and arrest people who are suspected of being in the country illegally.
The U.S. shortage of a key treatment for syphilis, penicillin gabenzatine, is getting worse. CBS's Alexander Tin explains.
The FDA says that Pfizer is now facing limited availability amid a recall of millions of units of the company's formulation of the drug, branded as Bacillin, which was found to have particulates inside. It's unclear how long this could extend the shortage, which was first declared by the FDA back in April 2023.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So, I was taking my side hustle full-time.
Bold move, my friend.
And I needed to find everything in one stop.
Like finding Bigfoot riding a unicorn.
Yes, so I hit the Staples Easy button. Staples had everything for a new office and print services for signs and brochures. Plus, Cindy, the Staples associate, helped me find the best tech for me.
Wait, no drama?
No, Staples made it easy.
For the products, services, and experts your business needs. Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Video of a disabled man hauling a full trash can with his motorized wheelchair almost 2 miles to a dumpster has spotlighted a two-week-long strike by sanitation workers. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The trash continues to pile up in San Joaquin and Solano counties just north of San Francisco. Employees of Republic Services in California and other states are demanding higher wages and better benefits. Adam Ellsburn said he brought the trash to a temporary dumpster at 2 a.m. to beat the daytime heat.
This is my fourth run to this stupid dumpster.
Republic Services is sending workers from other areas to help pick up the accumulating trash.
It's not just about the unions and wanting more money. It's about the people.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A 54-pound meteorite believed to be the largest piece of Mars ever found on Earth has sold for over $5 million at a Sotheby's auction in New York. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature is 54.
WRJN. Can't buy me love. Makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me
today. I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Yeah.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yeah.
to cry.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
People, don't you understand? The child needs a head up in hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. that his mama cried.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me, she's here by me, she stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm,
guess I'll just take your glasses.
God is building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others are jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Is no, oh my sweetness.
means you'll meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You're still around. Ooh. To
Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Taking some clean fresh air for me.
Don't let you stay inside.
If the weather's fine and you got
CBS News Brief. President Trump's ordered the Attorney General to make a move to release a portion of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It certainly does seem to me that when you say pertinent testimony, that has a different meaning than saying all testimony. And the word pertinent does allow for a good deal of discretion here.
A win for the president in his bid to claw back $9 billion in federal funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The House voting just after midnight to send the bill to Mr. Trump's desk for his signature. After 30 years, a shocking announcement on The Late Show. Stephen Colbert told the audience CBS is canceling the most watched of the late night shows.
Let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.